Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable, concealable holsters on the planet. Each American-made holster is built by hand, including the award-winning Cloak Tuck 3.0. This holster is made with a comfortable, form-fitting neoprene and spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Purchase the most advanced holster for just $43.88. Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Alien Gear Holsters now offers a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with premium leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of your firearm with zero signs of sag. Pair one up with a holster and save $15. Every Alien Gear holster is backed by an ironclad triple guarantee. This promise includes a forever warranty, a 30-day test drive, and free holster shell trades for life. Conceal in comfort for as low as $29.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio.
Radio. Educating, informing,
and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios of Armed American Radio, the Monster Cast. We are right smack in the middle of it to new affiliates across the country. It's great to have you with us today. We are talking about educating you, informing you, and entertaining you as lawfully armed, responsible, armed Americans. And there are millions of you that the media simply doesn't want to acknowledge unless it's with disdain and contempt because they hate you. But you know what? We don't care about them anymore, do we? It's tough being right all the time, isn't it? And I can say that because you have a constitutional right to bear arms. And we are 8 years into this now, and we are in a position right now where we can take it to them. And we can talk about things on this broadcast that we haven't been able to do before because we had to defend. Not anymore. And it is absolutely wonderful. Joining me right now, my good friend, fellow gunslinger, gotta love this man, A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News. A pleasure, my friend. How are you?
I'm good, man. Great to be with you.
The free great state of Arizona.
Great to kick liberals in the teeth with you. That's the honest truth.
It's fun to do that, isn't it? You're doing it out there from the free state of Arizona. God bless you for being in the free state of Arizona. Constitutional carry. No permit, no fingerprint required. Pick up your gun, strap it on, walk out your door, go to the grocery store, go wherever you need to go in Arizona without having to get a government permission slip, right?
Right. In my birth state, Kentucky, you know, they're considering the same move. And a bunch of states actually considering it. But so it's catching on, you know. We've got, I think, Gun Owners of America, I know, they have it down as 12 states constitutional carry, and that counts right. Montana and Arkansas, both of which are 99.4% constitutional carry. And so, you know, it's a movement. If hopefully under Trump, each year we'll get more and more states. And I know he doesn't have say in that because this isn't a federal matter, but I just think it's part of the expression of exuberance right. We feel under him. You know,
it's part of the expansion. It's part of the expansion is what you're talking about of our right. It's part of restoring that right, right?
Right. That's it. You know, and if you think about it, I mean, I know. See, but this is where we are. We've gone from holy cow, if there's another shooting, Obama might use an executive order to try to outlaw guns or some type. You know, I know that we were gone from those crazy thoughts to we're sitting here now having a rational conversation going, you know what? Why do I need a document from the government before I can exercise Second Amendment rights? So we're readjusting the course here, and we're gonna take things back, as you say. We've already taken them back. November 8th was a punch in the face to the left, but we're not done. We're going to take more back.
But, you know, this is a good time to bring this up.
Boy, I guess I'm going to open this can of worms with you, AWR Hawkins. A fun conversation to have. I've caught myself in this quagmire as well. Longtime Florida resident for many years. I moved down to Florida in 1992, it was. About 4 years after Florida's quote-unquote landmark concealed carry law went into effect. Now, that law laid the groundwork, as you know, for most states around the country and the permitting process that we have today. Now, at the time, it wasn't really a bad thing because there really was no quote-unquote permitting process throughout the country in various states. And that, of course, led to the sweep and the interest, right, of concealed carry itself. So at that moment in time, right, kind of like standing in the officer's footsteps or shoes at the moment something went down, hindsight is 20/20 vision, right? That was a good thing, wasn't it, in 1987 when that went down? Or was it, looking back in hindsight? But it was good then?
Sure, it was good. You know, it was Florida went from May issue to shall issue. And by doing that, they basically got the government out from between the citizen and his or her rights. Because in a May issue state, the burden is on the citizen to prove, oh, sweet, benevolent government, this is why I should be able to carry a gun. But in a shall issue state, things are in the same order our founders viewed things, where the burden is on the state. You have a set amount of days. If you can't prove that there is something in this man's history that keeps him from carrying a gun, then get out of the way, because he has a God-given right to do so. And so that shall issue movement swept the country. The left predicted Wild West, blood in the streets, all this stuff. I can't remember everything. It's the same stuff they predict now every time campus carry comes up or anything. It never happens because, as Ronald Reagan believed, and I've said it a million ways and paraphrased it a million ways, I'll paraphrase it now, free people can be trusted with freedom. And I trust every free man I know to be free. And part of being free is carrying a gun to defend himself, his friends, and his family, and his property. And that's just American life. If you're on the left and you don't like it, well, I say what Jesse James says, don't get a gun. And if it bothers you so bad you can't stand to even think of being in a country like this, pack up and leave. No one's keeping you here.
Now, you know, let's look 30 years ahead now. Well, let's go 30 years into the future from that quote-unquote landmark decision. And I've referred to it myself, and I've let listeners know happily that if you have a concealed carry law in your state, that you can thank Florida for that. Now, we're getting some blowback here. I'm beginning to see this, okay, because I'm being reminded that that concealed carry law wiped out constitutional carry in the state of Florida and any semblance of open carry, which they are now desperately fighting to get back as one of only five states, AWR, that has no form of it. So was there a negative effect to that? Or has the overall effect been positive? Let me put it that way.
I mean, I don't think I see what you're saying. And people do that. And it's like Reagan used to say, I hate to go to him again so quick, but Reagan used to say, look, can I put this bill forward and get 70% what I want and come back and get the other 30 later? Or can I get 60, come back, get the other 40 later? And that's how he demolished the Democrats in his day. And I think what happened in Florida, as it happens so often, they made a deal. Look, let's get this shall issue through and we won't push for these other things right now. I think that happened. Now, here's what happened, though. People who are old enough to remember, I used to go to Florida every year with my daddy, my mom, and you couldn't stop at a rest area in 1986 because you were going to be shot, murdered, raped, who knows what. But when they passed shall issue, it wasn't very long until guess who was in charge again? The citizen. And the criminal was on the run, as it should be. And there's no way you can look at the passage of that law and not simply see good things, but see great things. And that's why it set the trend for the rest of the country.
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because I do remember that myself. Like you, I've been traveling to Florida since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. My family lived in Florida my entire life. I was down there a lot until eventually moving down there and calling it home. And I remember very clearly the rental car bumps and carjackings with the tourists flying into Miami and Fort Lauderdale, et cetera, that gave birth to and the attacks, if you will, at the rest areas, which put in place the state trooper presence 24 hours a day at the Florida rest stops, which is now nighttime. They've pulled it back, but it is still in effect, and that's why. So when you put it in that frame, to those who say, yeah, but it wiped out Constitution. I like the way you put that, because what they did was they weighed, what do we need to do now to restore a right? Really, I don't even know if it was restore a right, but it was to, it's not to create a right, the right existed. It was to give Florida residents that right that they had been denied, maybe. Is that the way to put it? Am I going to school?
Yeah, I think you're right. I'm just going to say the way I say it, but all I'm doing is saying what you're saying. They recovered a right.
Recovered, okay, all right,
because
fair enough.
It's already there, as you say. This is important. You know it. Listeners, you need to understand it. Governments can't give rights. Rights come from, according to Thomas Jefferson, our creator. So rights,
correct,
their origin supersedes government. Government can only give me a privilege. They can't give me a right. And that's the whole reason for the Second Amendment. It's telling the government, you keep your grubby paws off this right.
Yeah, it's a fascinating thing. And there's going to be more scrutiny on Florida for one reason, because constitutional carry, as you mentioned at the top of the segment, is now, quote-unquote, the law, or I should say recognized, because it's a natural right. We have it. It is now recognized by one-fifth of this nation. South Dakota, you're next. New Hampshire, the bill is passed. The governor has indicated he will sign it. And there are more states jumping on the bandwagon. Before we go to the break, AWR, I'll leave it with this. I predict a minimum of one-third to a half of America at the end of Trump's first, maybe into the end of his second term, will be constitutional. It's coming. It's rolling across the country.
I don't think it's a stretch. There are too many states that are pushing for it right now, just in 2017, for you to be exaggerating.
AWR, hold that thought, brother. We're going to come back after the break. We took it right to the end of the hard break. We'll be right back after this. Don't go away. AWR Hawkins for the hour.
Hello, gun lovers. Did you get the brand new gun you wanted for Christmas? If not, don't worry. I've got some big news for you. You know, I proudly support the Second Amendment, which is why I'm a United States Concealed Carry Association member. And since the USCCA's mission is to train, protect, and ensure responsibly armed Americans, just like you and me, they're giving 10 of my listeners $1,500 each to buy a brand new Kimber. But this deal won't last long, so make sure you head over to defendthem.com. Lock in your 10 chances to win. If you didn't get your dream Kimber for Christmas, I know you're not going to want to miss out on the biggest Kimber giveaway yet. Remember, 10 names will be drawn, so that means 10 U.S. residents, 21 and over, will walk away with $1,500 to buy a brand new Kimber. Entering is easy, and it's 100% free. Just visit defendthem.com before it's too late. Again, that's defendthem.com, where your 10 chances to spend $1,500 on your dream Kimber are about to end. Defendthem.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloak Duck 3.0 IWB Holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at aliengearholsters.com.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Taking on the anti-gun crowd. Once again, here's your host of Armed American Radio,
Mark Walters.
God, we are, man, winding, we're just chugging right through hour two of Armed American Radio from these Crossbreed Holster Armed American Radio studios. AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News, my good friend, gunslinger brother. Hey, man, I've got a clip I want to play for you. Yeah, and I want to hit you with this. I want you to listen to this clip, and then I want to just dissect this thing and deconstruct it with you, because the victim, AWR, quite frankly, the two of us could take this clip for the remainder of the hour together. But this guy says it all, and I want you to hear this. This is an attempted armed robber who was shot by a victim at a restaurant on Detroit's West Side earlier this week. Take a listen to this Local 4 Detroit News report. Take a listen to this.
An attempted armed robbery at a restaurant on Detroit's west side comes to an abrupt end when the robber is shot by one of his intended victims. It happened at the Shrimp Shack on McNichols near Schaefer right around 5:45 this evening. Our Jermont Terry is live there tonight from Sinai Grace Hospital, where he was taken. Jermont, you spoke with a victim who shot him.
Rod, you know, this customer tells me he feels bad that he shot this robber, sending him here to the ER, but he was simply defending himself. And this customer hopes that other crooks out there toting guns realize that they're not the only ones packing heat.
As customers waited for their orders Saturday night at the Shrimp Shack on McNichols and Snowden, they suddenly found themselves in danger.
He turned around and said, take out all your belongings, give me your personals or whatever.
I would have gave him some money if he asked for some money.
But this guy wasn't begging, instead demanding cash at gunpoint.
You know, that he's about to get robbed.
Dennis and his girlfriend, LaTanya, didn't have much time to react. The couple and another customer started throwing their money and wallets on the floor.
It wasn't planned, it was just instinct. He had the gun in my girl's face.
But little did the robber know Dennis was ready and waiting for an opportunity.
When I saw that he had the gun in her face, and I threw my wallet down and my keys down, and he turned to look and reach for the money, that's when I let him have.
Dennis pulled out his gun, striking the robber once in the stomach.
Even though you give them everything, they'll still shoot you. And I wasn't going out like that.
He then kicked the robber's gun away and tried to help the robber turned victim.
Left me no choice, and it's hurtful.
Dennis is licensed to carry guns, and the preliminary investigation shows he acted in self-defense.
Let it be a lesson to him. You know, absolutely. And all the young men of Detroit, don't let the gray hair fool you. We all walked around here, some of us strapped, some of us not, but you don't know who's who.
Now, that 19-year-old robber was last listed here at Sinai Grace in critical condition. Now, I'm hearing that when police checked that weapon, the man that robbed the store, or attempted to rob the store, that weapon wasn't even loaded, Rod. Reporting live tonight. Back to you.
Okay. AW,
That's unbelievable. And I took that apart. I took that apart during the daytime show on Friday, and I want you to take that apart. Deconstruct that for Armed American Radio fans. I'll start with this. I couldn't get past the first sentence of the news report. An armed robbery came to an abrupt end. Why did it come to an abrupt end? Let's go from there.
Right. Yeah, you know, I like that. It came to an abrupt end because guy was carrying a gun for self-defense, which is what the Second Amendment protects. You know, I like the way he did that. I've covered stories like that where they distract the guy. You know, you distract him by dropping your wallet, and he's looking down at it. You can jerk the gun and go to work. But I like the attitude of this concealed carrier, not braggadocious, but to the fact, you know, don't let the gray hair fool you. And, you know, he knew what was happening. I appreciate this concealed carrier because he knew what was up. And I like his statement. Go, if you can give him all your money, he'll shoot you anyway. And so he wasn't going to, you know, as you said, he wasn't going to go that way. I think this is a lesson. I've got an armed citizen story that's similar to this that I cover in my podcast this week. And my point with it was people need to understand this can happen wherever you are. And these robbers are not bright people. You pull a gun on someone and the gun's not even loaded, you're not a bright person. But the thing is, once you cross that threshold and he pulls a gun on you, you don't have time to figure out if it's loaded or not. You don't have time to ascertain, does it shoot BBs or 45s? You don't have time at that point to hit pause and go get your gun. You got to have it with you, and you got to be prepared to use it. And that's what I like to hear in this story. And, you know, the concealed carrier, even through all this, has respect for life. After he shoots the guy, he helps the guy. And I'm not so sure a lot of people would do that, but this guy just seems like a quality individual to me.
He does, and I'm glad you said that because that was my next statement, the man was humble.
Right.
The humility that he displayed during the interview. This wasn't something he wanted to do. And I don't want you to, from a training standpoint, an education standpoint, and an information standpoint, listener, take a listen to this. Understand that what this man said, I want you to, you got to suck this stuff up. It's not bravado. It's not braggadocio, okay? This is real life. It's not machismo. This is a guy who went to pick up dinner with his wife, his girl. Within minutes, she had a gun stuck in her face. This guy, AWR, wasn't the gunslinger that the media would tell you he is. He wasn't the guy that was going to, he's not the cowboy. This was a guy who waited for this to go to the last moment before he had to act, didn't he? Is that what you took away from it, too?
Yeah, that's what I took away from it. He wasn't quick to shoot, but he shot with intention. That's important. But, you know, when you take a concealed carry class, regardless of what state you're in, they teach you that your goal is to stop the aggression.
Right.
And he stopped the aggression. And, he picked his time. He did what he did. I think it's a valuable lesson to see how he conducted himself both before and after the shooting occurred.
That's the key to this, is the before and after. That's what responsibly armed Americans do. And his message to the quote-unquote, notice he said the young men of Detroit. He was a lot nicer than I would have been.
Right.
All right? Because right. I've told you many, many times, you decide to take someone's life, liberty, and their pursuit of happiness. You lose your right to all three of the above. I don't care what happens to you. I hope it hurt. And I don't care where you wind up. I don't care how you got there. And I mean that, every word of that. I'm tired of talking about these stories, quite frankly. I'm tired of the fact that we have to talk about these stories, but we do, because there are people out there who do these things. And I don't care about what led them there. I don't care about their past life. I don't care anything about that. I care about the guy. And here's something else that I picked up out of this, too, was the media got it. The Detroit media got it. They knew immediately, AWR, who the victim was. They didn't call the victim the guy on the other side of the muzzle, did they? They called the victim the guy who shot him. We hear too many times when the victim is referred to as the guy who wound up underground, when in fact he brought those actions on himself. We've got 30 seconds. Go ahead and respond to that before we go to a break.
Well, that's it. Yeah, you said it clearly so many times, but the moment someone pulls a gun on you or a knife or anything with a lethal intent, they lose every right. not just the right to free speech, but the right to life. They lose it right there. And you, as a free citizen, can be the one that takes it. And I don't mean that that's a trophy. I mean, in defense of your life, they're going to give their life. They just don't understand that. And as this man said, it's a lesson that they need to learn, because people are armed for self-defense.
And it was a good lesson, and he taught it very well, and he did it in a humble way. Armed American Radio continues. When we come back after this break, we're going to start ripping apart everything AWR has written in Breitbart this week. Don't go away.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive, and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hello, gun lovers. Did you get the brand new gun you wanted for Christmas? If not, don't worry. I've got some big news for you. You know, I proudly support the Second Amendment, which is why I'm a United States Concealed Carry Association member. And since the USCCA's mission is to train, protect, and ensure responsibly armed Americans, just like you and me, they're giving 10 of my listeners $1,500 each to buy a brand new Kimber. But this deal won't last long, so make sure you head over to DefendThem.com. Lock in your 10 chances to win. If you didn't get your dream Kimber for Christmas, I know you're not going to want to miss out on the biggest Kimber giveaway yet. Remember, 10 names will be drawn, so that means 10 U.S. residents, 21 and over, will walk away with $1,500 to buy a brand new Kimber. Entering is easy, and it's 100% free. Just visit DefendThem.com before it's too late. Again, that's DefendThem.com, where your 10 chances to spend $1,500 on your dream Kimber are about to end. DefendThem.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
All right, welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities across America. New listeners in Sacramento, California, out in a couple new stations out in New Hampshire and others. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you here. Miami, Florida, all the way out to Seattle, Washington, up to the Kenai Peninsula in Alaska. Love all of you. Welcome to Armed American Radio. You're listening to me talk with the great A.W.R. Hawkins, award-winning, two-year-in-a-row award-winning journalist over at Breitbart News. 2015, Second Amendment Journalist of the Year Award recipient. 2016, Gun Rights Defender of the Year Award recipient. The very award that I won the previous year when he won the Journalist of the Year Award. We were together at the Gun Rights Policy Conference to receive those awards. Proud to have you here, A.W.R., every week, as always. Hey, let me start with this story that you penned back on the 28th, and I'll tell you why. This hits home to me, literally. I want to stay on the happy ending stories, okay, for just a minute. Is that all right, A.W.R.? You mind?
No.
All right. You penned this one. It's titled, Armed Robbery Suspect Shot Subdued by Concealed Carry Permit Holder. This happened less than 2 miles from my home in Tampa, Florida. I have been to this location on multiple occasions over the years. This was a 54 Food Mart in Pasco County, a place called Wesley Chapel, Florida, literally down the street from my old home. I have many, many friends that live in Wesley Chapel. And according to the Tampa Bay Times, 30-year-old Christopher Lilly entered the store with a gun drawn and ordered the clerk and customer into the walk-in cooler. Once inside, the customer did what?
The customer handed his gun to the clerk. The customer had a concealed carry permit. So he handed his gun to the clerk, and the clerk fired a warning shot, causing the suspect to drop his gun.
Hit him in the right thigh.
Right. Well, first he fired his warning shot. He dropped his gun. Then they began to wrestle with it. He tried to retrieve his gun, at which time then, yes, he shot him right in the thigh. And it helped make subduing him a lot easier.
Boy, didn't it. And, you know, this is a guy. Let's go into the some of the rap sheet of this cat. This Kevin Dahl, our spokesperson, the Pasco County Sheriff's spokesperson, Kevin Dahl, said Lilly had a domestic violence injunction filed against him, so he could not legally possess the gun. Moreover, he had 11 previous arrests, all in Pasco and Hillsborough County, Florida. Now, that's the Tampa area, and Wesley Chapel is in between Tampa and Zephyr Hills in that area, if you know the area there in Central Florida. Of course, I know it very, very well. It's home to me. And I got to tell you, A.W.R. Hawkins, when you see stories like this, do you get as giddy as I do, or is it just me?
Right. No, it does. It warms your heart. And here's why. And I always say it this way. But it's because I mean it. But because that customer and that clerk got to go home and watch football or college basketball,
that's right,
or whatever it is that they had planned on doing after the shift was over. They weren't, you know, like you. Once the guy... But if you watch the video, it's embedded in my article. If you look at the video, the guy comes in. He wants everybody to know he has a gun. It's the first thing. He's holding it up. Everybody can see it. He wants to be the boss. Once he makes that move, I have no pity. If he loses his life, that's his business. Right. He made a terrible choice. And, you know, I have no pity. But I would have terrible sorrow if something had happened to that customer or that clerk. And so I'm glad nothing happened.
Well, I can tell you that had I lived down the street from there, that would be a place that I would have stopped at from time to time going to visit people. And that could have been me. I mean, this stuff hits home, particularly when it literally hits home. Okay? It's you rightfully point out here, and this is what I love about your pieces. I don't know really even what to call this, but you throw these zingers in virtually every piece you write with just you fill it with just a little nugget of fact that makes it virtually impossible for someone who would disagree with our living an armed lifestyle to do so. Because you say here on January 12th, the New York Times editorial board wrote against national reciprocity legislation that would allow citizens to be armed for self-defense in more places. The paper claimed, and you quote, "The grim truth is that concealed carry permit holders are rarely involved in stopping crime." What freaking planet are they living on? Or is that planet just their bubble inside Manhattan and their elitist? Is that what that is?
Right. It's not, and the good news is it's an ever shrinking bubble. The only people left in it are the people who are either so ignorant that they need a high degree of education in this area, and we're giving it to them now, and I give it to them when I write. Either people who are honestly ignorant or people who are so arrogant that regardless of the amount of education they get, their ideology won't let them admit the truth. And I would think it's the latter with the New York Times. But it is a shrinking bubble because the people that are in it out of ignorance, they're learning better every day. And that's why the old argument that guns are being bought up by old white men, that's a laugher. That's a laugher.
Yeah.
Because guns are being bought by women, by black men, by black women, by people, not just black and white people, people of all races are buying guns for self-defense. They're getting their concealed carry permits. And as that expands, the little bubble that the New York Times appeals to, it shrinks. And more people laugh at them with us. And that's good news.
Well, I have to tell you this. Let me put it in my simpleton ways. Ignorance, I love, this is one of my favorite sayings. I should probably trademark this and put it on a bumper sticker, but I came up with it a few years ago. Ignorance, when left unattended, breeds stupidity. And it's true. And in today's day and age, it is absolutely impossible, AWR, to remain ignorant unless that's by choice. That little device in your pocket has every answer to every question you could ask it within a split second. To remain ignorant in today's day and age is to remain ignorant by choice. Now, we have to assume that the New York Times, when you just went through with what you went through here, is not, they're not remaining ignorant by choice. They know damn good and well where to get the information. They choose not to do it, which is a level of dishonesty that is simply unacceptable in America today. And Donald Trump points that out every single day. But to remain, to think, and if you think that the New York Times simply doesn't get it or they're misunderstanding something, you yourself are ignorant. Don't be that fool. Chicago homicides, 50, according to the Chicago Tribune, AWR, 50 homicides January 1st to the present. We're not out of the month yet, brother. We are not yet out of January. And there have been 784 homicides last year, 50 already in the month. And you've got Representative Gutierrez running his mouth. You wrote about it, blaming who? For the carnage. And that's what it is in Chicago.
Right. He's blaming Trump.
Unbelievable.
He's blaming Trump and the NRA. And he says, you know, that Trump is a pawn of the NRA. That's a paraphrase, but that's exactly what he says. And what he means, excuse me. But, yeah, you know, and he talks about how the NRA undercut all the important stringent gun controls that Chicago had. Here's what he doesn't say. Chicago did have a handgun ban. That's pretty stringent. They had a handgun ban 1982 to 2010. In the decade after they put that ban in place, murders jumped more than 40%. More than 40. See, here's what he doesn't tell you. Anyone can look this up. I just took the time to do it. I'm not special. Anyone who wants to learn this can do it. Go to the Chicago police records and look it up. In the early 90s, the murder rate was 930 a year, 940 a year, 920 a year. That's when this glorious handgun ban was in place. This year, the murder rate came in somewhere in the mid-700s. That's still unacceptable. But guess what? It was higher when his magical handgun ban was in place. So he needs to can it and understand that Trump is exactly right. Chicago is a war zone, and it's a war zone because it's harder now for law-abiding citizens to get their hands on a gun. Because even after all those gun controls were removed, they have all these ordinances, all these vestiges of gun control that continue to make it hard for the single mom to get a gun with which to defend her kids, for the grandpa to get a gun with which to defend his kids. And Chicago needs to step it up and fall in stride with the rest of the country and understand, we know what the Second Amendment's for. Get out of the way, and we'll use the Second Amendment, and you'll see crime go down.
AWR, we'll be right back. We'll end it right there. We'll come back to finish it up with AWR Hawkins.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering six big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away. Which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Would you really rather see a U.S. where 330 million people are all carrying a Glock on their hip?
We don't want to be Canada. We don't want to be Great Britain. We want to be the United States. You're not going to take our guns away, Canadian.
This is Armed American Radio
with Mark Walters.
When you try to take someone's right to their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly.
Now, back to Mark.
Boy, that rejoinder was right smack at the right time, wasn't it? I'm going to play a audio tape for you from ABC News in Arizona. Actually, it's from ABC News National, ABC News. AWR, you wrote about this.
This is about the troopers whose life was saved just west of you on a lonely stretch of Interstate 10. And there's an audio clip of the man who has now been made public. His name is Thomas Yoxall. You know about this story, obviously. I'm going to play this clip from ABC News. I want you to hear, listener, I want you to hear this man is shaking. I'm going to give you theater of the mind. He is visibly shaking. He is visibly upset. He is one of the good guys. And AWR are going to break this down after you hear this. I want you to take a listen to this. This is at a news conference. This is a man who came upon the scene of a Arizona State Trooper in the dead of night being savagely beaten, who was investigating an overturned vehicle, and the man saved his life. Why don't you take a listen to this?
I never would have dreamt that I was going to save somebody's life, let alone take the life of another individual. It is something that will stick with me. As I was coming up onto the scene, slowing down, I can see Trooper Anderson's lights on and the flares in the road. As I proceeded to go forward, I noticed the suspect on top of Trooper Anderson beating him in a savage way. I immediately pulled over, responded to Trooper Anderson. My commands were ignored by the suspect as Trooper Anderson called out for help. And I alleviated the threat to him. I firmly believe that that morning I was put there, as Colonel Milstead said before, by God. It's difficult to think about that day still. I'm just thankful that I was able to respond with the courage, dignity, grace, and poise that ultimately saved Trooper Anderson's life.
What the hell else can you add to that? AWR, break that down. That happened right down the road from you. That's one of the most powerful things I've ever seen. This man is shaking like a leaf talking about this. And you only cut that feed there, so we got the commercial on the other one. Okay, AWR, take that away.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that the thing about that story, that's like a, that story to me resonates like when an elderly person uses a gun to save his life. I remember an old man who woke up and someone was in a mask over him, beating him, and he was able to shoot that person and kill him. And I asked people in that situation, what would happen to that elderly man if he didn't have a gun? I say in this situation the same thing. What would have happened to that state trooper if citizens weren't armed? What would have happened if this passerby had pulled over, seen the guy beating him in a savage way, as he said, but had no gun? The gun was key. Now, of course, the citizen's willingness to use it, his determination to save that trooper, his love of life, that trooper's life, those things all play a role, don't get me wrong, but what would have happened if he hadn't had a gun? I think we have to think about that, because when the Democrats push what they call common sense gun control, anything that would have prevented this man from being armed is not common sense, and it never will be. So I think this is a perfect time to stop and realize that solutions to our problem in this country when it comes to crime have nothing to do with making it harder for law-abiding citizens to get guns. Those aren't solutions. Solutions are to get out of the way, government, so that they can get the guns they need, so that the next state trooper on the side of the road who's being savagely beaten may be spared by another citizen who sees what's happening and pulls over and helps the way this one did. And the key will be that that citizen has access to the gun he needs to do it, and we just have to keep that in mind.
You know, this story is fascinating in a number of different ways, because information came out. This guy Thomas Yoxall tried to lay low. Of course, right. It came out. The media, you know, does what the media does. And I got to be honest with you, I'm glad this one got national coverage, and I'm glad it did. I'm so glad it did. But interestingly, AWR, this man had a prior felony record, had his rights restored. There is an underlying story below this that I touched on briefly on the Daily Defense program that I want to touch on with you at another date and time. Maybe on the daytime show we can find some time to do this, because this opens up a big Pandora's box, a big lid, big can of worms, if you will, because I'm an advocate of restoring certain felons' rights back after they've completed their sentences. There are some crimes that we should never do that for, but there are others we could. This guy had a nonviolent beef, a theft charge. It could have been a misdemeanor. He did his time. He paid his fines. He followed the proper channels, had his lawful rights restored to him. And this man, no doubt, when you, if you want to get philosophical about this, had his rights restored for him. If he was put there for a reason, as he said by God to save that trooper, his rights were restored for a reason. This is a chain of events we could take all the way back. Go ahead.
No, you and I have never, to my knowledge, ever talked about this, ever.
No.
But I'm just going to say, here's my view is that you're exactly right. I think when a person pays their time, they're released from prison, there ought to be some restoration of rights. And if you say, well, they're too violent, we can't trust them. Well, then don't let them out of the prison, because I don't want them walking by the school where the kids are. So either you keep them in the prison, or when you release them, if you say they've paid their time, there needs to be some restoration of rights. If they're too dangerous to be in society, either execute them or keep them in prison. Don't leave them loose out here, so I've got to shoot one of them coming through my window. So I agree with you totally, though. This guy paid his due, his rights are restored, and this is the good that comes of that. And I think it's something we need to think about.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be there's legitimate debate there. And what crime do we look at? What crimes do we not? And I laid that out in the daytime program, AWR, and I don't want to put you on the spot. I know you weren't listening to that segment. What I was referring to was violent felonies versus nonviolent felonies and where we draw the line. That is absolutely open for debate. I'm open to talk about that. But the overall point that we're trying to get across is what you just said, that there should be some restoration of rights. And we can debate to whom and when, and under that's a legitimate debate. AWR Hawkins, brother, thank you for everything you do, man. Thank you for everything you do. I'm looking forward to seeing you again at the NRA convention, and I can't wait for that. It's going to be here before you know it. But I appreciate everything you do. At AWR Hawkins on Twitter, make sure to check out his Twitter feed. Catch him on Breitbart. His podcast, Bullets with AWR Hawkins, every single Tuesday. You can hear him on Second Amendment Tuesdays with the great Kurt Schilling. I join that show on Tuesdays myself. And make sure to read everything he does. Check him out at Facebook. You can see all of his posts and all of his articles that he puts on Breitbart. Facebook.com/AWR Hawkins. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. Trooper Anderson's glad somebody didn't. We'll be back right after this. We're going to talk about Glocks. Are they really safe? Don't go away.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.